I feel very excited about this opportunity that I've been given. I mean, not a lot of people, they've been sponsored by the President of America to do such a program and to represent such a community, which is the deaf community that I'm representing at this point in time. So I'm very, very, very excited and grateful.
Sign language is now officially recognized under the country's new constitution. Is it now being taught in schools? Would you say that the government is doing enough to promote it?
They are trying, but so far not a lot has been done in terms of pushing sign language to be as much as we push English, as much as we push the Rail and Shona. I know people who learn Chinese in primary school. We're not in China, but people can't learn basic sign language in primary. It's something that can be easily implemented if you say, okay, before someone graduates from the police force, they should know basic sign language so that if they arrest someone who's deaf or if they want to help someone who's deaf, then they can be able to communicate. Life-threatening situations like nurses, if you want to help a deaf person, how are you going to do it? So I think there's still a lot that the government needs to do to lobby, to make sign language work, not just official, but to create a platform where it can be used and is used. But now I hear from the government that they are going to start setting different examinations for people who have hearing impairments because they learn at a different level for people compared to people without hearing impairments. So at least that's a start. That's something that we can say the government is trying to do. It hasn't been done, but they're trying. So we will just wait and see while we advocate for them to keep their promises.
Which college or university will you be at? And also, what will you be pursuing?
I will be at the University of Delaware. It's in Delaware, in Newark. So we'll be pushing with civic leadership. That's basically training us on how to be good leaders within the communities that we lead in.